The strategy of bad teaching. Before I was ever bound by sin, I was blinded by deception. The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Bondage didn't start with my behavior. It started with what I believed. And one of Satan's favorite tools is bad teaching. Not loud heresy. Not an obvious error. But the kind of teaching that sounds holy, feels familiar, and comes from people who truly mean well. Scripture warns us, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. And again, do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. James chapter 1, verse 16. And tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Bad teaching keeps believers sincere but stuck. Sometimes it comes from people we admire. Sometimes it comes from pulpits. Sometimes it comes from our own misunderstanding. Either way, it blinds before it binds. 1. Holy sounding lies that keep you stuck. I spent years trying to earn what Jesus already paid for. Scripture says, anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. And Jesus himself said, come to me and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. And for we who have believed enter that rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. But when you don't know how to rest, you keep striving, believing lies that sound spiritual but leave you exhausted. Paul asked the Galatians, having begun in the spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. That was me. Some of the lies I believed, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Name it and claim it. Trying to change behavior instead of letting God change the heart. Calling myself unworthy, thinking it was humility. Then God will, old covenant thinking. Misreading, work out your salvation as a work for your salvation. These ideas feel holy, but they kept me tired, ashamed, and spiritually stuck.